Welcome to The Yarn, a School Library Journal production. I'm Travis Yonker. Today we have the second episode in our new Speed Round series. Sometimes Colby and I will end interviews with a series of rapid-fire questions for our guests. It almost always results in unexpected, funny, or revealing answers. We like these Speed Round sessions so much that we've decided to turn them into their own episodes. Today you'll hear from Lauren Castillo, Brad and Christy Montague, M.T. Anderson, and first up, our Speed Round with author Laurel Snyder.
What is your favorite snack while working?
Oh, coffee all day and gummy things. I like really fruity gummy things.
Favorite tool for making art?
Collage. I really love old magazines and things like that.
Biggest misconception people have about you?
Oh, that I'm confident. That I'm loud and extroverted, and so people think I'm confident, but I'm not. I just have no impulse control.
Who is a book character you would like to hang out with?
Jo March from Little Women. I know that's kind of a cliche, but I love her.
What is your favorite way to procrastinate?
Oh, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but Bravo. And I'll watch like Real Housewives or Vanderpump Rules. If I'm really in the groove, I'm candy crushing while I'm watching Bravo.
Favorite animal?
Birds.
Favorite color?
Well, my cat, but generally birds. Okay, birds. Blue is the best color and everybody should know that.
24 hours in a day, which is the best hour to work?
To work. The very first hour if there's no one else here. Like the moment I wake up.
Favorite app or website?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think I have one.
It's fine. Hi, Travis again. I like that he put the website in the question. Like, who goes to websites?
Well, I was going to say that. I think that's what threw me.
Yeah.
What do I look at? Like, I mean, Google.
So are you open in the morning? Are you opening up when you get on your phone?
Oh, that's a different question.
That is a different question. What is the first app? What is the first app that you check each day or that you open, look at?
I check messages first, like if there were messages in the night, and then I probably go to Twitter, which I know I'm still on Twitter and everybody hates Twitter, but I'm still addicted to Twitter.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Something chocolatey, Rocky Road, chocolate ripple something. I'm not picky.
Favorite beverage?
Coffee.
Coffee, tea, or booze?
If you put it like that, then
first car.
It was a black Jetta, but it's embarrassing because it was my husband's car. I didn't learn to drive until I was 27 and we were dating and he was like, this is ridiculous. And he taught me to drive. And then basically he gifted me his car.
See, that's funny. When you said that, I thought that you bought this car from a dude and then became your husband.
He got tired of driving me to work.
Now, this is off brain. Were your kids anxious? Like, did your kids want to drive, like get their licenses?
So they still don't have them.
So interesting.
And I think this is I see this in a lot of the kids I know.
So many
kids just aren't. They both have a learners, and I've taken Mo's out a little bit. And then we tried to sign him up for driver's ed, and it was still pandemic times. The driver's ed instructor in the neighborhood that everybody told me to call was unvaccinated and wouldn't mask.
Awesome.
And I was like, never mind. And then somehow we haven't gone back to it. So that's like our summer project is the boys both need to learn.
Good project. What is a hobby you have that people might not expect?
Well, I've become a gardener. That's a recent thing. That's like a pandemic thing. I've become a vegetable gardener, which I love, although I've fallen off a little bit this year. I don't really have hobbies. Like I play the ukulele a little bit. Like sometimes I fiddle around with musical instruments. But I don't really have hobbies. I write and then I like socialize and that's kind of all I do. And like clean the house and that's kind of all I do.
Do you dog ear pages or use a bookmark?
Oh, I dog ear.
Is there a type of book you'd like to make down the line that you haven't made yet?
Many. I feel like that's always the project for me is to figure out the next, like the thing I haven't done yet and figure out how to do that. I don't ever see myself writing an adult novel, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, the answer is yes, but I don't have like one thing that I'm like, my eyes are on the prize. For years, I wanted to do a book that I would still love to do if it were possible, called Ladies in Waiting. And what I wanted to do was take a year and drive around the country and visit old restaurants that we may not have a few years down the road. And just, you know, like I waited tables for like 15 years and worked with some really wonderful career waitresses who were much older than me. And so I wanted to do a book where I just took a photograph and then like wrote their story, like a one page narrative of like their story and sort of whatever they wanted to tell me about themselves, and just do like 100 waitresses, you know, like a photo book kind of thing. And that's never materialized. So yeah, I have lots of things like that.
What are you currently reading?
I am reading Euphoria by Lily King, which is fantastic, which is sort of a reimagining of like Margaret Mead's life. And then next on my list is Maggie Smith's We Could Make This Place Beautiful, this poet memoir. And neither of them is for kids. I have a thing where I don't read middle grade when I'm drafting middle grade. And I've been writing this book for so long, Witch of Woodland, that I feel like I'm way, way, way out of the middle grade loop. So that's the next project, is I need to make myself like a good big reading stack of like catching up on the middle grade, because I feel like I'm behind.
Next up, Caldecott Honor winner, Lauren Castillo.
Are you ready?
I don't know. So I'm supposed to answer short?
Yeah, just short. Just, yeah, if it's like a yes or no question, or you just answer the yes or no. And then sometimes I'll follow up with like a little bit or not. So,
okay. Ready? Let's try it.
That'll be fun.
Okay.
Lauren Castillo, what is your favorite snack while working?
Oh, currently mixed nuts with pistachios in them.
Do you buy like a certain brand, or do you mix them yourself?
Yeah, I can tell you right now. Planters. And it's even better if it's got chocolate, like what dark is your, chocolate mixed in.
What is your favorite tool for making art?
Currently, soft pastels.
Who's a book character you would like to hang out with?
Flora from Flora and Ulysses. Mm.
What's your favorite way to procrastinate?
Oh, doom scrolling for clothes that I don't buy.
Favorite animal?
Dog.
Favorite color?
At the moment, yellow, but it changes day by day.
24 hours in a day. Which is the best hour of the day to work?
Between 10 and 11 a.m.
Favorite app or website?
Instagram.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Pistachio.
Favorite beverage?
Thai iced tea.
First car?
Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme.
Let's go.
The color cream.
What is a hobby you have that people might not expect?
Weeding.
Oh.
In my very small garden.
Do you dog ear pages or use a bookmark?
Bookmark.
Not surprised with that one. Is there a type of book you'd like to make down the line that you haven't?
I love graphic novels, and I think that I might want to make one, but then I look at all the work that's involved and I'm not sure it'll ever happen.
What's a book that you have you're currently reading or that you have recently finished?
Frizzy, graphic novel. Blanking on the author's name. Can you tell me, Colby?
I have no idea. It won an award though. Won like
Yes, Frizzy. It was great. Just finished it.
It's great. Congratulations to the author. Good job winning an award. Hey, you did a great job. That was wonderful.
Oh, that was easy. Okay.
Our next speed round is with husband and wife creative team, Brad and Christy Montague.
So we have a bonus speed round game. If you're up for playing a speed round, it's just
you're down. Yeah.
It's going to be like 10 or 12 questions and you have to just answer quickly. So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask a question and you two need to decide who's going to answer first, and we'll have that person answer first each time. So we don't want you to think very long on these. So, and what we'll do is we'll take a bunch of speed rounds from different creators and put them all together in one episode.
Oh, that's cool. So this that's will be cool.
Separate. So who's answering first?
You want to go?
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Speed round begins now. What is your favorite snack while working?
I'm terrible at this. trail mix, like really good trail mix.
Whatever's in the cabinet. Yeah. Whatever's here.
Favorite tool for making art?
Lately, my iPad.
Pencil.
Who is a book character you would like to hang out with?
Oh, yeah.
Matilda.
Toad.
favorite animal?
Cat.
Badger. Not badger. Oh, badger. I was thinking Wind in the Willows, and I was thinking, oh, I'm really obsessed with otters. I think that they're very friendly creatures.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Any shade.
24 hours in a day, which is the best hour to work?
Four p.m.
I was gonna say 9 a.m.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry.
I was gonna say strawberry too. Let's be best friends.
It's easy to see why you two work so well together. Favorite beverage?
Dr. Pepper.
Diet Coke.
Yes, let's go.
It's a bad one, but
yeah, we won't tell.
Just first, being honest with you, Colby.
Yeah, speed round. You just first thing, first car.
Dodge Shadow.
91 Grand Prix Red.
What's a hobby that you have or something you're into that people might not expect?
I feel like the crafts don't people expect. I don't know. I mean, sewing, but I feel like that's creative, so that goes along with other stuff I do.
Oh, what would you say for me? What is my?
Well, what's my hammy?
It's super old movies, but that's
that's awesome. That's great. Yeah. Do you dog ear pages or use a bookmark?
Both.
I do. I'm marginalia, writing, pencil in there. It's books are friends. Carry them with you. Make a mess of them.
Is there a type of book that you'd like to make down the line that you haven't? Different format, different genre, different style?
I don't know. I think I'll default to you.
Yes, I absolutely. There's so many that I look forward to making. I really want to do one that feels the way that I felt reading Bill Peet's autobiography.
Closing out this speed round episode with National Book Award winner M.T. Anderson.
Are you ready for the speed round?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to fire questions, quick answers. Here we go. Speed round begins okay. Now. Tobin Anderson, what is your favorite snack while working?
Oh, I don't eat while working, but my favorite snack when I stop working, popcorn. It convinces me the day is over and I can relax.
What is your favorite tool for creating?
My favorite tool is music. I pace around in circles ahead of time, listening to music that gets me into the mood for the scene I'm writing.
Who is a book character that you would like to hang out with?
Oh, wow. That's a tough one. I guess I would, sorry, I'm blanking.
That's a hard question.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really see. A speed round. It's not really a speed like, round question. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I have to be able to come up with something though. I mean, there are so many characters I love. But you know what I'll say? Is that in some ways, the most interesting characters in novels are the ones you wouldn't want to hang out with because they're so complicated, they'd make terrible friends.
So who is a character you wouldn't want to hang out with?
let's see. Well, right now I'm reading Andre Gide's novel, The Vatican Cellars. And there is a guy in it, Lafcadio, totally fascinating, but his whole idea is he wants to commit a crime that makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay.
I would like to know about him, really would not like to meet him.
What is your favorite way to procrastinate?
Oh, there's so many ways. I mean, the best way, and this is actually a piece of writing advice, is to work on something else, another project. So you're procrastinating on one, getting something done on the one that originally you should be working on.
Productive procrastination. I like it. Favorite animal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Favorite animal.
Favorite animal. Well, I mean, I do love dogs, but I have to say that the animal that unfortunately I feel most akin to is the leafy sea dragon, which is pretty, but really not very, it's not a really functional animal.
Okay. Favorite color.
Green, the green of the forests, the green of grass. Definitely my favorite.
There are 24 hours in a day. Which hour is the best to work in?
Oh, for me, it's going to be different for everyone, but for me, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Favorite app?
Favorite app? I use Wikipedia a lot, frankly.
Favorite ice cream flavor?
Favorite ice cream flavor? You know, I kind of feel like, my answers aren't interesting. I don't like fancy flavors. I really like chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. I'm vanilla, so you're more exciting than I am.
Yeah, no, vanilla, but with chocolate sauce on
there
top
you go.
Of it.
Favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage? Oh, can I reveal a secret sin?
Yeah, of course.
I drink Red Bull. I drink Red Bull to ramp me up before writing. Okay?
That's
now the world knows that I'm ashamed.
That's amazing. First car.
First car was a giant Oldsmobile Delta 88 that my grandparents owned, which I called the Bibblemobile. It had spent the beginning of its life bumping around the streets of Florida and then was moved up to the chilly, chilly streets of Syracuse, New York.
Okay. No rust though, right? Because they don't have to salt their roads. So.
Well, I know, but it rusted incredibly quickly once it got to New York because it wasn't used to it somehow.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't sound.
I believe you. I trust you. What is what's a hobby that you have that we might not expect?
I sing a lot of Renaissance and Baroque music.
Oh, nice. Do you dog ear pages or use a bookmark?
Oh, totally use a bookmark. I hate marking up books.
Is there a type of book you'd like to make down the line that you haven't made yet?
I'd like to write a novel for adults.
Oh.
That's it for this episode of Speed Round. Thank you, Lauren Castillo, Brad and Christy Montague, MT Anderson, and Laurel Snyder. Thank you to my co-host, Colby Sharp. Thank you, Philip Stead, for creating our theme music. Additional music for this episode from the Free Music Archive. Have an idea for the show? You can contact us via email at theyarnpodcast@gmail.com and visit us online at the School Library Journal website. I'm Travis Yonker. Thanks for listening.